Lawyers and Pakistani officials say authorities have arrested more than 1,500 people since President Musharraf imposed emergency rule late Saturday. In the central city, Multan, hundreds of lawyers clashed with police on Tuesday. Syed Kanjo is a lawyer in Multan.
Police started the aggression, and they tried to use violence, force, as they were guided by their seniors. And we are very peaceful.
The ousted Chief Justice of Pakistan's Supreme Court, Iftihar Mohammed Chowdhury, called on supporters to rise up and restore the Constitution.
I request the community of lawyers to go to every corner of Pakistan and give the message that this is the time to sacrifice. Don't be afraid.
Chowdhury has been under house arrest since General Musharraf fired him Saturday. Benazir Bhutto arrived in Islamabad to meet with opposition party leaders. She said she will not negotiate with General Musharraf and urged him to hold parliamentary elections in January as originally planned.
The talks are off because we were talking. We were talking for a restoration towards democracy. And to my great surprise and shock, instead of going towards democracy, we ended up with martial law. So I feel it was a breach of faith.
In Washington, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said the Bush administration is reviewing possible cuts in U.S. aid to Pakistan. But she also said Pakistan remains an ally in the war on terrorism.
We have a lot of cooperative interests. We have a broad relationship, and we cannot lose sight of the fact that we have very serious counterterrorism operations that are currently underway in Pakistan as well.
Some analysts warn that General Musharraf's actions are hurting Pakistan's moderates more than militant extremists. Teresita Schaefer is head of the South Asia program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
The people who are being controlled at this point are the natural allies of enlightened moderation. The lawyers, the civil society activists. So far he has not gone after Benazir Bhutto's PPP, and there's a big question about how they will play their cards. But certainly the action he has taken will tend to drive both parts of his opposition into each other's arms as long as he is there.
General Musharraf's cabinet met Tuesday to discuss a timetable for parliamentary elections, but officials say no decision has been made on whether elections will be delayed. Leyte Hong-Fincher, VOA News.